The Netball Show with Flyhawk from the Birmingham 2022 Commonwealth Games.
It's Andy. Welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. We are here in Birmingham for the 2022 Commonwealth Games. Lots to come on this podcast. We're here throughout the tournament. First, let's hear from Lauren Tate as she faced Gretel Buetta.
It was intense. She's obviously one of the best shooters in the entire world. She's very agile as well. She's a really strong hold. But it was a really good learning opportunity. Really excited to go forward from here, take on to the next games throughout the week.
And obviously the result maybe wasn't the best, but I think you and Emily at the back, you quite strong.
Absolutely. Emily and I have got a really good connection. Obviously, she's an amazing goal defence as well. So her leadership, being the vice-captain as well in that circle, is really key going forward.
Did you feel that was Aussies in one gear, or have they got so much more to give?
I think we pushed them to bring out some of their best play rather than just a walkover sort of situation. I think they will have more to give, but I mean, who doesn't? It's only the start of the competition.
And you look at them as well, and some of the passing was like, pass.
Yeah.
Very difficult to break down.
Really hard to break down such fast passes, but an experience that can't be shied away from, so it's an exciting one.
Brilliant. On to Wales next?
Yes, Wales tomorrow.
Always going to be a nice test as well, so just looking forward to it in game
time. Super exciting, yeah, 100%. It's a really good opportunity as well.
Got any more requests for audiobooks yet?
Oh, of course. Are you joking? What, do you want to speak for 2 hours?
Yeah. After the game, I spoke to Tamsin Greenway. It's always going to be a nice little test against Australia. Was that them in gear one?
I'd like to think that we asked questions of them at times and that we took it to them. And look, we were well aware what the result was going to be. And it was never about stopping them doing X amount of goals. It was all about our performance today. So I think they went at us really hard. And it's exactly what I wanted. What great prep for us to face Wales tomorrow.
Thank you for starting, Lauren. Her and Emily at the back, despite everything that was almost being thrown at them, I think they worked well.
Yeah, look, defensively, I think we had a great structure out there. We stuck for it for a longer period of the game, and that's what we're trying to do. Like, against a team that is world-class, that is so intense, to actually stay to structure is a big ask. We wanted to try different combinations, rest legs, do all the things that all the other teams do as well. So I was really impressed with how they started, the intent that they showed, and obviously how we worked through the game too.
It was good to see as well, obviously, trying to get everybody on as well, and just that experience for everybody.
Yeah, look, you don't know what it's like to play Australia until you play Australia, and you can go through as much video as you like, but the lungs, everything, how you feel out there, what they get you sucked into, you know, you only gain from experience. We are a very inexperienced group. We knew that was one of our weaknesses probably coming into this competition, but the beauty of this group is that they learn quickly. So how amazing to see some of those youngsters step up onto court, put in performances and have no fear.
Anything in particular said at halftime, or we just stay as you are?
No, not really, because I was actually quite pleased with what we're doing. Look, scoreline aside, I don't think you can judge that at the moment, because nobody's keeping their starting lineups on there. As such, you know, you're not individually tactically building on people. It's your structure and process. So our halftime, I was actually really pleased. You know, we'd worked some of the issues out. We were attacking the game. We know our crazy errors that we're doing ourselves, but that comes with technical ability and experience, two things that you're learning on the job at the moment against the world's best. So I was really pleased. It was more of the same. It was stick to our process, and that was the result.
Excellent. Wales next. Yeah. Same as normal, same prep as normal.
Well, look, the reality is this was our prep game for that Welsh game. You know, we're here for Barbados and Wales. That's what we're here for. Yeah. So what better opportunity to have a run around against the Aussies, who certainly ran around. And
I'm smiling behind it.
I know. And kept us asking questions of ourselves. And that's all I keep saying to this team. You know, what are we learning? Learn on the job. Go out there. Next performance. Wales will be tough. They should be tough. They've got far more experience player for player across the board. They're a good physical structured side from watching them, and you know they had no fear against Jamaica, so I'm really looking forward to
and
that.
And finally, I mean, just kind of prep in the end of that game, what's the next couple of hours?
Yeah, so the girls will get a rest, we'll do a lot of analysis. You know, there was no surprises out there today. The things that came, the errors we made were the ones I was expecting, so that's always a good sign. So it's just refining stuff. We'll have a bit of a run out tomorrow, nothing major, just touching up some pieces, and hopefully the girls having the confidence and they know they can go out and do it.
England face Malawi. Chloe spoke to Jess after the game.
I thought we started and finished pretty well, but the middle was a bit sticky at times. But the first half overall, we should be really pleased. The 19-10 opening quarter is a better start than yesterday against a higher quality side, and some real improvements on areas that we'd focused on overnight. But you know, that third quarter isn't good enough. You know, like we were a bit, we recognised what they were doing and doing well against us. We were too slow to choose the best course of action to kind of stop it in its tracks a little bit. Started well. Thought Helen entered the third quarter really well. I think Helen's had a great game today, coming off the bench, so some real positives amongst it, but I guess up and down, and to a degree some of that can be expected, but we're not accepting of it, so we'll look to try and rectify some of that for next week. And great prep for Uganda as well.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, because obviously we've got Northern Ireland in the middle, but Uganda is the real challenge after that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, similar, but there'll be points of difference, mm-hmm. just in terms of the height that they'll have in their shooting circle. A real challenge for them, obviously, to decide between Mary or Peace or both, if they're brave enough. But yeah, not underestimating Northern Ireland first and foremost, because they'll play a much more traditional style against us. And so many of the girls are familiar that we just need to make sure we just have that first game in mind, the next one being Northern Ireland. And we've done our homework exactly the same way and exactly the same depth for each team. So we'll be looking for just a nice recovery day tomorrow and an improved performance in the next game, which is what I think we have done that today. We've played better today against a better team, with just some patches in the middle that we needed to be quicker to get on top of, really.
And will you be watching England Germany?
Absolutely. Tomorrow? We've watched it. We've been in camp a while now, so those matches have been kind of our light refresh and go into someone else's headspace for a little while.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a real connectedness moment when we watch the football together. So we've done a good luck message for the Lionesses from the Roses. So yeah, looking forward to that tomorrow. It'll be a nice departure from the games, and important to have that as well.
Here on the Netball Show, we're delighted to be joined by Pamela Cookie throughout the Commonwealth Games.
Now for some off-court trivia for you. Did you know? Once each team's final squad of 12 was submitted on Tuesday, no reserves can be pulled in if needed, potentially in the competition, due to injury or illness. Hence, you may have seen on social media travelling reserves flying home. This squad of 12 have to run them right through to the very end of the 10 days. Netball featured prolifically in the opening ceremony. Prascovia of Peace, Latanya Blackman, Janelle Fowler, Maui Kumwenda and Bongi Masomu were all selected to be their country's flag bearers. Jeeva Mentor for the Roses read the oath for Team England. What a hero she is, and that one that continues to bloom.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.